I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Her water breaks, but she's about to go on TV and do the news. So what does she do? She goes on TV and she does the news.
The show must go on.
While she's in early labor. So Olivia DeQuith, she's the morning anchor for CBS 6 in Albany. She anchored the 6 a.m. news broadcast while in labor. The very pregnant anchor's water had broken at 4:15 a.m. And yeah, she sat there she just completely dismissed it as far as like, oh, it's early labor. It'll be fine. Like, you know, we'll get through this. Cassie, you have a story?
I do. So Jack Black's mom is like the ultimate labor warrior. Okay. So Judith Love Cohen was her name, and she was an American aerospace engineer, and she helped create the abort guidance system that rescued the Apollo 13 astronauts.
Holy moly.
When she went into labor, she took her work to the hospital, printed out the problem, called her boss, and she finished it before giving birth to Jack Black. And that is a true story.
And then from all that aerospace engineering, we got Jack Black.
Did.
What? The math is not mathing, if you will.
He is Kung Fu Panda. Yes, it is.
That's crazy. So I'm assuming for this anchor, this couldn't have been her first kid. Because I feel like with most people's first labor, they're like, oh, we have to go to the hospital as soon as possible. But if you've done it before, you're like, it's fine.
See, I agree with that. But however, when you have multiple kids, when you go into labor a second or third or fourth time, the child comes faster.
Oh.
It's like a slip and slide. Pew!
Oh, yep. That was a fun visual.
You're welcome. So here is Olivia on CBS 6 in Albany and them making the announcement that she has gone into labor.
Some breaking news this morning. Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
That's
and
right.
She is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
She's still here. She's been doing the entire show. This is her decision to do this.
I'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
After we're done with this show, you should probably go.
Aww. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yay. Olivia.
I'll do my best.
High five,
which means
whole
maybe
show.
Look at that.
Three hours of news.
That's right.
In contractions. I think that's a first for CBS 6.
All right. Well, hopefully I don't see you tomorrow, but make sure you join Julia.
This is just a fun reminder that TV anchors cannot ad-lib to save their lives.
No. the teleprompters are their best friend. But 3 hours. Imagine being in labor for 3 hours while you're doing the morning news.
I mean, I've never been in labor, but I can't imagine it's very comfortable.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, I haven't told anyone this. I'm pretty sure I had contractions while we were doing the big thank you years ago when I was talking to listeners. I had to pop into a hallway and double over because the pain was so bad. And the next day is when I was like slated to check into the hospital. When I got there, they're like, you've been in like early labor. So I see how you can fight through it, but it's not easy and it is not something to be scoffed at.
Well, I've been told if you have really, really difficult period cramps, that sometimes like people just think, oh, this is just mild. This is just normal.
Rochelle, welcome to the Burt Show. You, my friend, were a labor warrior. What were you able to do while you were actively in labor?
I was taking my final exam to become a nurse midwife.
What? Shut up. Dude, the irony, yeah. The irony of becoming a midwife and you are in labor and you were able, obviously, to complete the exam and get your accreditation.
I was, and it was a proctored exam. So I had a camera on me and I had to hold up a whiteboard to tell my instructor that I was in labor during the test. Shit. So they wouldn't think I was cheating if a group of people walked in the room.
That is crazy. So how long does that test take? So how long were you in labor while you were doing the test?
So the test was about 3 hours.
Oh, geez.
And luckily it was early labor. But yeah, I was able to finish the test. And then a few hours later, I had my son.
Oh, my God. And I got to know about your son. What's your son's name?
His name is Keegan.
All right. How old is Keegan now?
He's 8.
Hey, I'm sure he has heard this story, correct?
He has, yes.
Yeah, I was hearing. Oh, yeah. If I was his mom, I'd be making sure to tell him that story all the time. Be like, you tried to prevent me from pursuing my career as a midwife, but I persevered. All right, that's so awesome, Rochelle. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Kim, welcome to the Burt Show. You, too, were a labor and delivery warrior. What were you doing while you were in active labor?
I am a criminal prosecution homicide trial assistant, and I was in the process of getting exhibits and paperwork ready for an upcoming trial, a homicide trial.
Jeez. So as soon as you went into labor, you had to keep on getting stuff ready for the trial.
Yes. I was timing my contractions as I was getting paperwork, basically getting the pictures ready, putting the exhibit stickers on, doing all the stuff to just prepare for a trial, and just went into labor.
How long did you hold out before you finally went to the hospital?
Probably about 2 hours, and then I turned to my boss and I said, I think it's time for me to leave.
Delivering justice and delivering a baby.
Uh-huh. Dude, Kim, kudos for being a labor warrior, my friend.
Thank you.
And this is why I bow down to every woman. That is just incredible, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm gonna opt out of that one.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah.
Y'all have fun with that.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
This week's guest on my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, showed me that women can be just as toxic and manipulative as men in relationships. And it has everything to do with a text that my interviewee read to me. Now, if you've never listened to my podcast, it's on Burt's Pioneer Network that he owns. I have to legally tell you that. And basically, I interview these people about their worst breakups ever. Sometimes people give me submissions from like all over. Sometimes people just submit their own breakup stories to me. And I had not a first on my podcast this week, but I had a third, if you will. Most of my breakup stories are from women. And this week, I had a man on a podcast on the podcast.
Well, you had a dude.
I had a dude, and he submitted himself.
Love
and it's
this.
So rare that I get that, because I want to have multifaceted perspectives, because I think it's so important, especially when you've done the podcast as long as I have. I'm coming on 4 years, and I've heard it all at this point, except from a lot of perspectives from men, just because so many women, I feel like, kind of do the emotional and insightful work when it comes to their breakups, to where they can come on the podcast and they have have something worth sharing. Whereas I feel like it is kind of a stereotype that guys sort of suppress their emotions and suppress their feelings, and they don't always know how to communicate it verbally in the best way. But this guy that I had on my podcast was so eloquent in the way that he talked about his breakup with his high school sweetheart. And I'm going to try and dance around some of the more inappropriate aspects of this story. So bear with me here. But basically, this guy got with his high school ex-girlfriend after she cheated on her boyfriend with him. So the guy that came on my podcast was like the other man.
Got it.
And he's like, I'm not going to be like those other guys because we were best friends in high school. So we're different. I'm built different than those other
dudes. She won't do this to me.
She's not going to do it to me, even though she did it to four other guys before me, because we're besties. And she ends up somehow, I don't want to use the word manipulating because I don't know this girl, but he says that she felt, or he says that he felt like she coerced him into moving across the country to go to her college that she wanted to go to. So he ends up moving to the Midwest from the South to be able to go be with her. And I guess while they're there, they get in this group of friends, and he has this really close guy friend that she is also really close with. And you can kind of see where this is going.
Uh-huh.
And they were at a party, and he said this was one of like the first signs that he knew something was going on. She went to the bathroom, and I guess this guy followed her, and he's like, you know, banging on the door. He's like, what are you guys doing in there? Like, get out. Like, what's happening? What's going on? And so they both, the best friend and the girlfriend, exit the bathroom together, and she's all upset, and he's like, what's going on? And so he follows her into this bedroom, and he looks at her text messages because she's like kind of drunk, sort of like falling asleep, and she sees this message from the girlfriend to the best friend who she was just locked in the bathroom with. And she said, I'm sorry for pushing you off. I wanted to make sure it went in the right place. I'm kind of dancing around what she actually said. Does okay. that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so he goes, oh, I wonder if I'm getting cheated on. But that wasn't even like the final straw for him. A couple more things had to happen. And it was really heartbreaking to hear what he went through, because I could just see that he's the type of guy that wears his heart on his sleeve. Mm. And he said something really interesting to me, and I kind of picked up on this towards the end, but he said, when that breakup ended up happening, I dealt with it in two ways. The first half of that breakup for him, I feel like, is the very stereotypical way that men kind of deal with these breakups. Like, they will punch walls and they will party and they will do drugs and they will do kind of everything you can think of that would be toxic to yourself. And then the latter half of his breakup, he said that once he felt like he had what he called the safe place with friends, with guys that were open to embracing his vulnerability, he said that's when he was finally able to open up about how that breakup affected him. He said he was brave enough to then go to therapy. And it was this really beautiful moment to where I'm like, okay, yes, it's okay to acknowledge the fact that as a guy, you felt like you should go in one direction when this breakup ended. But how cool of a story, like a redemption arc, for you to be able to come out on the other side in a much healthier way. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you think guys can do to be able to allow their friends to have these open conversations so more people can have these healthy relationships or these healthy breakups when they do end? And he said, honestly, it just takes one person in that guy friend group to accept a guy being vulnerable for those conversations to happen.
See, I think this is so important to discuss, because whenever, typically, we're speaking in general terms, right? When a woman has a bad breakup, she has a bevy of girlfriends that are there for her, with shoulders for her to cry on, right? And she can vent and she can lament and they can rah-rah lift her up. But when a dude goes through a nasty breakup, I can see where you're not going to be received that way. And it's harder to be vulnerable because dudes are going to be like, oh, just suck it up, man. And like to be able to express your emotions and them to be received and have people to lean on. Hopefully there's a shift happening. And, you know, we are raising more emotionally in tune young men who will be there for their guy friends when they go through bad breakups. But yeah, because that's, you're going to want to lean on your friends. And I feel like because of like toxic masculinity or whatever, dudes would be like, you know, get over her by getting under another. But instead, no, you just want to talk to somebody and you want to have your feelings heard.
No, it was really cool. And he's married now, and he says his wife is now that safe place for him. I'm like, it's so beautiful. And I always do a follow-up episode. So Jackson and Mikey actually came on and talked about some of their breakups that they've had and how they deal with it. So if you want to listen to either episode. They both came out this week. And again, the podcast is called The Breakup Breakdown. You can get it wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And it's on Burt's Podcast Network, Pioneer.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right. Follow up Friday. You guys, we have storylines that we need to tie up and figure out, okay, what happened? We need closure on certain storylines on The Burt Show. And Becca has suspected her longtime best friend was replacing her. So yeah, we did a War of the Roses, but it was for friendship infidelity. Cassie has the recap.
Becca suspected that her longtime best friend Leslie was replacing her with a new coworker. So she reached out to us to help get her answers. She wanted to test her best friend's loyalty by using fake promotional cookies instead of our usual War of the Roses flower test. So we created a list of the perfect cookies to send, and Leslie fell for the trap. She picked cookies to be sent to her new work friend instead of her best friend, Becca, who loves chocolate chip cookies, by the way, confirming Becca's fears about being replaced. Becca was upset and angry and feeling ghosted by her 15-year friendship. So, did she ever confront her friend or not?
Here's the follow-up. Hey, Burt Show. Quick update on the War of the Cookies situation. I took your advice and waited before confronting Leslie. Turns out she had been super stressed at her new job and her coworker was helping her through some difficult projects. She wasn't trying to replace me, just didn't want to dump her work problems on me when I was already going through stuff. The cookies were a gift to someone who'd been covering for her. We talked it out and we're good now. A part of me feels embarrassed and immature for thinking that she would have another best friend. But we're past that now. Thanks for the reality check and saving me from saying something really stupid. Becca.
Again, I feel like it's another valuable lesson that's to be learned here is that so often we just want to assume what the other person is thinking or doing or their reasoning behind it. When in actuality, if we just got a little more detail, everything would make so much more sense.
My favorite thing I've ever come across really and, you know, ascertained it out of TikTok and online is you're the main character in your own story. You're not the main character in everyone else's story. So you might think it's about you because that makes sense for your world. Mm-hmm. That's just not reality.
Absolutely not. But I think also it's an important lesson to remember that let's say that she was getting really close with her coworker, Leslie. I think what I've learned from my long-term friendships is that a lot of times like relationships, and I'm sure this applies to romantic ones too, like it waxes and wanes. Like sometimes you are like their number one best friend. They come to you for everything. But just because they're getting closer with someone and kind of splitting that emotional time with somebody else doesn't mean that you've been knocked out of their life. They're just kind of, you know, they're relying on somebody else for something different that you can't provide for them.
And you can't be all things to every person. Like as a friend, you're going to have multiple friends because they fill different roles within your life. And I think there's also, we've been sometimes trained as women to be jealous of other women, mm-hmm. encroaching on our territory where in fact there's room for everyone. Like you could all be best friends.
This summer for 100 straight days, we're going to be spreading some goodness with acts of kindness, but we need to know where to go to spread this goodness. And that's why we need you to go to theburtshow.com.
Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
All right, so go to theburtshow.com if you know somebody or maybe you yourself need a little good in your life. So this summer, again, for 100 straight days, we're doing 100 Days of Good Goes Around. If you need to feel seen, if you need to feel celebrated, if you need to feel supported, if you just need a helping hand, we want to be here to do that for you.
I want to be somebody's Uber driver, I've decided. I think that would be so fun to pick up some Burt Show listeners who, you know what, maybe you never go out because it's really far to, like, I don't know, Uber from Alpharetta to Midtown Atlanta. And you want to try out Lila Lila or one of those fancy Midtown restaurants. You know what? I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to drive you somewhere because I know how expensive Ubers can be and it can be really tough to coordinate babysitters. Hey, maybe I could babysit for someone.
No.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Pick Katie to babysit. but I'll drive.
I thought this was very sweet, and I think this is a testament to our Burt Show listeners, but somebody hit me up about nominating somebody for Good Goes Round, and it was Cassie.
What?
But I told her, I'm like, that is so sweet, because they know you've been on the struggle bus, and you've had a lot of bad things going on in your life, and you could use some lifting up, but I had to let them know, while it's such a sweet sentiment that you want to shower Cassie with some good because she definitely deserves it. Employees of the Burt Show and of Cumulus Radio are not eligible for this.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't think there's any helping. I don't know. Apart from like getting God involved, I don't know how we could support you.
I will be doing the good going route. Though now I wonder, like, if people will, if they'll email in, they'll be like, anybody but Cassie, please, I don't need that. But that nomination itself just made my day. So that was really sweet.
It was very sweet.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Abs, it's been 24 hours. I got to know if you have any leads on MillionaireMatch.com.
In fact, when I logged into MillionaireMatch.com today, I had 6 messages awaiting me.
Okay, so to reset, Bert's doing his own sugar daddy thing. I'm going to let him do that.
Wait, are we talking about like a relationship?
Not with Abby. He is not doing his sugar daddy thing with Abby.
Technically, every time he signs our paychecks, we're all his sugar babies.
I work my butt off.
Technically, he is doing a sugar daddy thing with Abby. He is trying to find Abby a sugar daddy. But him not being in the running.
He's okay? The wingman.
He is the wingman.
Not the pimp.
And he has set up your sugar baby Avengers. So you have some potentially fellow sugar babies, because you yourself are not a sugar baby as of yet. Some women called up yesterday who are sugar babies, giving you advice, etc., on how to find yourself a sugar daddy. Because, you know, if you're unlucky in love, then just find a man with a lot of money who can shower you with gifts.
Why not?
And not ask for much in return.
It's easier to fall in love with a rich man as it is for a poor man.
Right? There you go. So then Mo had brought up a dating website. And he said, yeah, it's just for millionaires. And sure enough, MillionaireMatch.com exists. So yesterday on the show, I went ahead and, with her consent, signed Abby up. And we got verified. They even had to do facial recognition. Like, it's a whole thing. And once again, Bert is kind of your pimp, because we use his credit card to pay for the first month.
No, he's my business investor.
I like that so much
better. He's a shareholder.
Surprisingly expensive for, well, I guess they figure you're about to get paid. So
$25 a week if you want to do MillionaireMatch.com. But we went ahead and did it. You sent me the photos. Chef's kiss, my favorite one, the I Dream of Jeannie look in the green outfit.
That is a winner on Hinge, I will say.
Yes, I love it so much. All right, so... you were already out the gate getting interest, because on MillionaireMatch.com, they show you who's looked at your page. They'll let you know who's winked at you. They'll let you know who has liked you. So where do we stand with messages, winks, likes, views on MillionaireMatch.com?
Okay, so I see that I have 1 free wink, 2 unanswered, which I haven't checked yet, but I did have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 private messages this morning. And I figured we could all read them and read them in real time, because this makes me nervous. So I got a message from a guy who is labeled as...
No, we're not going to do...
No, it's his username.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do usernames.
Oh, okay. This is a 45-year-old man from Buckhead. He is actually currently active, because I can see the little green dot next to his name. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey there, had to lean in here. You've got that rare combo of warmth. Oh, wait, can I not do this tonight?
Said we couldn't do screenshots between the messages. See, that's why I said don't do...
Now I'm nervous to read it. I don't want to get sued.
I know.
Okay, why don't I... Give me a second here, and then let me summarize it.
All right.
He says I have a high EQ. What does that mean?
High EQ.
Isn't that emotional intelligence?
He said my vibe screams high EQ.
Yeah, it's emotional intelligence. Emotional quotient.
Emotional quotient. Oh, that's a big word.
That's too big of a word
for me. He just says that he thrives... And with meaningful conversation, he likes adventure. He leads, blah, blah, blah. He said, I can match your ambition, appreciate your down-to-earth side, and definitely won't shy away from a story or a moment of real talk.
See, I think we're good here as long as we're not disclosing who it is.
Okay, cool. So I thought that, look, I haven't seen him yet. Yeah, he looks like, honestly, like a normal 45-year-old man who lives in this area.
And just so y'all know, that is older than what Abby would like to date.
Yeah, I'm 28, but for context.
For this purpose, we just left the age like 20 to 99.
Truly, I was like, the older the better. Like, I hope a man in his 90s at the nursing home is like, hey, baby, you want me to write you into my will?
And then you can also write it off like as charitable work.
It's like a nursing home. And you could get arrested and it can be community service.
I got a message from somebody who is actually closer to my age and also in this city. And he says he wants to get to know me more. But
Is that the hottie we found yesterday on there?
This guy actually truly like is not tragic. Like, because you're thinking like, oh, who's paying $25 a week for this service? He actually looks like a somewhat normal dude. Okay. That one. And then there's one guy who's like, you might be wondering why someone from out of state is reaching out. Fair question. Apparently he gets to fly for free. So maybe he's got a jet.
Ooh.
Or maybe he's just like a flight attendant.
Maybe.
He gets those Delta perks. Okay. You know that guy that you were really excited yesterday about? The one that is in our city?
Yeah. The hottie.
The older hottie man. He did match, or he did message me. Let me see what he said. Hang on.
Yeah. Are you reading these like real time?
Yeah, I haven't opened these because I get nervous. I don't truly know what this means though, but I don't want to like read it in case this is like against the rules.
No, again, this when we signed up, because you had to take the MM pledge. We read this yesterday, the millionaire match pledge, and it was taking screenshots of conversation and posting it. So we're not posting their photos.
Okay.
We're not posting a screenshot. Nobody knows who their username is. I feel like we're being vague enough where we're not giving any
identifying information away.
Thank you.
So this guy said that the one that you are really excited about said, you could not be more adorably hosting. You tried. OMG. Just stop it.
You cannot be more adorably hosting.
I think he's just trying to say you cannot be more adorable if you tried.
Oh
my gosh. Just stop it. Which feels a little weird coming from an older man.
Yeah.
I feel a little infantilized. Like, I'm a tax-paying adult.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, producer Jackson has a PSA for AAPI month. He's going to tell us here in just a second. But first, Abby, click the Instagram link that is in our show sheet.
Okay.
Because I want you to get a visual of this, because standing only seats may be coming to low cost airlines.
You know what this kind of looks like? You know when you're about to get on one of those roller coasters and it has the harness on? Uh-huh. That is exactly what those seats look like.
So no joke, low cost airlines will officially launch standing only seats beginning in 2026 to increase capacity, apparently by 20%, and lower fares.
This is a bold move to do in 2025, considering all the planes that have been in the news. I don't want to feel any less suspicious on my Delta flight.
Not only do you say it's a bold move, but Entrepreneurship, quote, said verbatim in their caption, in a bold move to reduce airfare expenses, several budget airlines will introduce standing only seating options beginning in 2026. After extensive discussions, this unconventional seating arrangement has finally met regulatory requirements and passed safety evaluations. The new design includes bike-style padded perch seats that enable passengers to lean rather than sit, potentially boosting aircraft capacity by up to 20%.
Dear God.
So I love this idea for offering cheaper tickets, but the problem is that's not what's going to happen. Is the standing room is going to become the cost of a seat now, and then a seat is going to be like double, and that's annoying.
I could not imagine sitting in a seat like that, because one, I'm not a fan of riding a bike.
because it hurts my hoo-ha too much.
Uh-huh.
And just looking at the way this is, like, because it kind of looks like you're sitting on a wider bicycle seat. Absolutely not. There is no way. I would be so uncomfortable.
You can actually get really low-cost seats for lying down on planes if you just fold yourself into a suitcase and stretch out in the cargo hold.
Ooh.
It's free, and you get all that space.
Yeah, I see this, and I just kind of want to ask airlines, like, where does it stop? Like, at what point are you just going to be shoveling us into these planes like we're cargo? Because that's kind of what it looks like with how close these plane seats are to each other. I'm just thinking about somebody ripping butt, and all of a sudden, you're right behind them, and you're just suffocating in their own methane gas.
Dude, when we landed on Wednesday, or what, I can't even remember. Yeah, when we landed Wednesday from L.A., at least they waited the entire flight, but as soon as they landed, their stomach just erupted.
They were like, I can't do this any longer.
And like, I was toward the back of the plane, and you're standing there waiting for everybody to like disembark, and it's taking forever. And I'm like, if I have to smell the inside of this person's butthole one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. All right, on to AAPI month, Jackson.
What a pivot.
Yes.
Good.
Right,
for those that may not know, for whatever reason, can you please educate the peeps on what AAPI is and why the AAPI month is so important?
So AAPI month is in May, which stands for Asian American and Pacific Islander Month. It's just a cool time to kind of put Asians on the spotlight a little bit, kind of highlight some of, give them a little bit more representation than maybe they usually do. And so a lot of times during May, I try to bring in stories that are semi-related. And this one was actually super interesting and timely because I read an article about nail salons, of all things. So when you all go and get your nails done, generally speaking, what is the race or ethnicity of the people who are working on your nails?
99% of the time, they are Asian.
Yep. Confirmed?
Yep, confirmed, yeah.
Okay, so there's actually a reason for that. And the crazy thing is, it's all thanks to an actress, Tippi Hedren, who was very famous back in the day, and
stunning, oh, gorgeous,
actress, model, also known humanitarian. And so, in 1975, after the end of the Vietnam War, there was obviously a huge influx of Vietnamese refugees that were coming into the States. And so, at a place called Camp Hope in Northern California, Tippi was running this program of helping 20 Vietnamese American or Vietnamese refugees assimilate into U.S. culture. And one of the things that she noticed was that these women were constantly talking about her nails and how good they looked. And so because of that, she actually decided to get her personal nail person, who was someone, I kid you not, her name is Dusty Coutts.
Dusty Coutts.
Her name is Dusty Coutts.
I love that.
Her personal manicurist to fly up to this place called Camp Hope and teach these women how to do nails. And after they learned, she would fly up every weekend for a long time to get them, you know, really set and at this kind of Hollywood standard of doing nails. They all then went out and started working at American salons. At these salons, they started teaching their friends and families, who were largely Vietnamese women. And they ended up opening up their own shops later on. And that's why in California specifically, over 80% of all of the salons are Vietnamese American owned, and over 45% nationwide.
That is so cool.
Wow.
I know.
Hey, when we're old, will you guys join my all girl band and call it Dusty Coutts?
You must be, okay,
80 or older.
80. I was going to go 70.
I was going to say 65. Like, once I retire.
65-year-olds can still get it.
Well, I mean,
80-year-olds can still get it.
Yeah.
Sure.
It just might be a little dusty down there.
What's the cutoff on dusty?
I don't know. I mean, I'm 28.
He's already starting at Dusty Coutts.
That's a different reason.
The Burt Show.
Imagine my shock and surprise as we are standing in line to ride a skid steer, as my son calls it, a bobcat.
What's a skid steer?
It's a piece of construction equipment. So I took Jimmy to Diggin' Zone, right? Mm-hmm. Which is this construction theme park in Tennessee. It's in Sevierville. 10 out of 10 recommend. I mean, that kid had the best time. He's obsessed with construction vehicles. And they had tractors and like those big John Deere lawnmowers. Blades were moved, of course. We drove gators. There was excavator games. You could actually dig with the excavator arm. Like, it is a whole thing. And he had a blast. So there's this piece of equipment. They had a roller that you could, like, you know, the pavement roller that you could drive. And then they had a skid steer that you could do. And so we're standing in line waiting. And there were hardly any lines the entire time we were here. But, you know, this construction equipment moves real slow. So they, this family's going before us or whatever. And we're sitting there waiting. And it was so random because everybody who worked there was honestly lovely. Like, it was a great visit, but there was one instant. And I was just like, is this real life? Is this happening right now? Now, I want to preface. I have talked before about how I cuss in front of my kid. I have given up a lot of things to be a mom, and the F word is not going to be one of them. So I do, not excessive, but I do use profanity in front of my child. I make sure not to use profanity in front of other people's kids, just out of like a mutual respect, because, you know, especially when I'm out in public, we are not in the comforts of my home. I would never drop F-bombs at, you know, at school, or, you know, if we're on a play date. Of course not. I got a little more decorum than that. So we're standing there, and it's me and Jimmy, my 4-year-old, and my neighbor and her 2-year-old, waiting to drive the skid steer. And I want to make sure. Yeah. Skid steer. Yep. That is it. And as we're waiting, the guy is standing there who is manning this particular ride, right? Younger dude, I'd say early 20s, whatever. And I was joking about hitting a curb. Just trying to pass some time. And I am one of those people, I get it honest from my dad, like I can make conversation with the brick wall. Mm-hmm. And instead of just standing there, I'm just going to talk this dude up or whatever. And then he just, at that moment, I gave him the green light to have a full-on conversation with me. So now he and I are in this full-blown conversation. He goes, oh, man. And there was a thick Southern accent because, again, we're in Sevierville, Tennessee. He's like, oh, man, whatever you do, don't hit any of them effing curbs because I'm going to have to fill out some effing paperwork and I'll be here all effing day long. And I was just like, and I'm not kidding you. Like, we had like another 3 to 4 minute conversation where he's just dropping the F-bomb. And I look at my neighbor and she looks at me. Now, I don't know why I didn't say anything. There was another family standing behind us and he was just is so nonchalant about it. And if I had to guesstimate, I'd say he probably dropped a good 8 to 10 F-bombs while we were having a conversation with him. And I was just like, this is a theme park for kids. Well, I'm really perplexed that they didn't go over this, like when you got hired, that you don't use profanity in front of the kids. For the record, did not hit the curb once, so there was no paperwork the man had to fill out.
To be fair, you did take him to a construction zone fantasy land, yeah. And that is the real authentic experience. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't start catcalling you. Be like, hey, pre-mama.
So is that what you were going to say, Tommy? That, you know, there's a lot of foul language and potty mouths at construction sites. Yeah, and it was just, was the odd experience. Still recommend going to the digging zone. We had a very good time.
Maybe just bring some noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, for the kiddos. All right, so it is graduation season, and Bert is out today because his youngest, Hollis, is graduating high school. They are actually out to breakfast. Hollis is about to walk across the stage here in 15 minutes. His graduation ceremony is at 10 o'clock this morning. And then Bert's eldest son, Hayden, graduating from SCAD University in Savannah. So he'll be attending that graduation ceremony also sometime this weekend. So he's in the throes of it. And he's had the chance to come on the air and gush about both his sons and their accomplishments. So we wanted to give you guys the same opportunity. We wanted to give you the opportunity to do some senior shout outs. So here it is, your senior shout outs for the graduates of 2025.
I'd like to give a shout out to KJ Klinko, who's graduating from Stars Mill High School in Peachtree City, Georgia. Just want to let him know how proud of him I am, and I can't wait to see what he does at UGA next year. Go Dogs!
I would like to tell my children, Madison and Tristan Tuckle, congratulations on graduating high school. They are graduating from Greenwood High School here in Indiana, and I just could not be more proud. I can't wait to see what their futures hold and continue to watch them grow.
Hi, this is Miss Marsh, aka Miss Hernandez from Garden Hills Elementary. To all my amazing North Atlanta Warriors that are graduating, my little kindergarten babies, I'm so proud of you. I have loved seeing every picture that's been posted, and I'm so excited for you, and I cannot wait to see what you do in the future. Congratulations, felicidades. I'm so excited for you.
Hi, this is Katie. I am calling to congratulate my daughter, Lexi Rump. She is graduating from Hemlock High School in Michigan. I am so proud of you, and I cannot wait to see how bright your future is. I love you, baby girl.
So sweet. Congratulations again to the class of 2025. Now, we're going into a holiday weekend, so I want to do just a little reminder. This is my typical yearly PSA coming from a military family. So I saw this stat. According to a new poll, half of Americans think Memorial Day has lost its original meaning. 52% think it's true, and they may or may not be right. 40% say remembering fallen troops is not the first thing they associate with Memorial Day anymore. And 60% say it still is, but age matters, because 50% of Gen Zers say, yes, we remember the reason behind Memorial Day, compared to 76% of boomers who are like, we have forgotten the true meaning of Memorial Day. So nearly 1.2 million men and women have given their lives over the past 250 years in service to this country and to protect our freedom. So I'm not even going to call it a plea, but my request is, if you just take a moment, have a great long weekend, enjoy yourself. If you are getting Monday off, take that time to enjoy yourself. But also, if you can, just take a moment to remember why we have Memorial Day. And I just wanted to personally say thank you to all the women and men of our armed forces who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. Have a good Memorial Day weekend.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.